It's a horrible shame. And the single best way that we can do anything to stop this from happening is education. So thank you for coming. So what's fraud? At the end of the day, whether it's a cold call trying to take things from you, it's an email telling you something that's not true, the sole intent of the people that do this is to try to separate you from your money. One point I want to make here is, in many cases when this happens to an individual, they are embarrassed. They're afraid to let people know that they were a victim, that this occurred to them. What are we trying to do in this space for our customers, but just all citizens globally?
You're on the internet doing your regular, whatever you want support is going to be a link that says Microsoft support that we know people are searching on to find solutions to problems. There is a not so thinly veiled threat here on the right, which says if you don't do that and get intelligent, it's going to realize that emails like this will not your business. It's and if you do that very thing, I'm never going to listen to you. I'm here by a those are names of companies that you do not know. To make it perform suboptimally, to continue collecting information about you, you might not even know it's there, even in my inbox. It would indicate that this is not a legitimate email base that you know is genuine. When you're
Hello, this is Jennifer from
My name is David Finn. I am Associate General Counsel and Executive Director of the Microsoft Digital Crimes Unit. My testimony focuses on technical support scams, the largest ongoing consumer fraud perpetrated in America today, victimizing 3.3 million consumers a year at an annual cost of $1.5 billion. This translates to a victim nearly every 10 seconds, with an average loss of $454 per consumer. Since May 2014, Microsoft alone has received over 180,000 complaints about tech scams. We know these complaints are merely the tip of the iceberg. Our Digital Crimes Unit has a team of attorneys, investigators, forensic analysts, and business professionals collecting information from customer-generated leads, using big data analytics, and working with the FTC, the FBI, state attorneys general, and others in law enforcement. Because we recognize that education is so important, we are doing things with AARP. We've started to have these scam jams where we bring people from the AARP. We have senior Microsoft leaders there, too, to talk through the issues. Some of the, in the same way this hearing is shining a light on the problem, we want to shine a light on it and then give the tips like a Microsoft will never make an unsolicited call to you. Mm-hmm. Tips like don't click on a pop-up that says your machine is infected. You know, if you have a problem, contact Microsoft support.microsoft.com. Contact Microsoft's customer assistance if you have a problem. Contact the customer assistance line of the computing manufacturer. You know, we want to make sure that seniors and others really can avoid the sort of victimization that we hear so much about. And we're doing these trainings in some of our retail stores around the country. So there's a lot we know we have to do. I really agree with the fellow witnesses that education is important and we need to keep working on that. Well, the first thing is, you get a call from someone that's unsolicited talking to you about technical support, hang up. That's the first thing. That is not a legitimate effort to sell anything to you. So that's the most important message to people if they get that phone call, don't continue it, hang up.
I also wanted to point out your educational brochure that you've done with the AARP.
So our Digital Crimes Unit is investigating and referring cases to state attorney generals and the Federal Trade Commission. But we know that they're operating globally, so our teams in UK and India are partnering with us to get after these criminal enterprises.
So if you are potentially worried that something's happening to your computer or someone's called you directly to ask for information on your computer, just immediately follow the same steps. Stop. Don't do anything more. And know that Microsoft would never reach out to you directly, nor would any of our partners.
Account, so you should be able to use it on both.
I would say, yeah. I have a suspicion there may be things we have not checked. If you, with your permission, of course, I would like us to look into that today if you have time.
It would have gone.
Nothing's in decline and nothing like that.
Well, sir, it would definitely be advisable. The reason why I'd like us to do some troubleshooting here is because.
$668. Is that the juke?